Over the weekend, the governor of Illinois signed a bill that will suspend state investment in companies doing business with the African Republic of Sudan. Although a handful of other states are considering similar legislation, Illinois is the first to act. The bill comes just days after the Bush administration again urged the Sudanese government to bring peace to the Darfur region, where 300,000 people have died and more than 2 million have been displaced. The bill's chief sponsor was Illinois State Senator Jacqueline Collins. She joins us now from the studios of Harvard University, where she's attending a conference. Senator, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Gordon.
Let me ask you first and foremost what you hope to get out of this legislation.
Well, basically what we're trying to do is to put economic pressure on the Khartoum government to halt the atrocities, the genocide, and the horrific acts that are taking place in Darfur. As we've seen previously, that even with the UN Security Council and the various resolutions that we've tried to restrict the genocidal atrocities, that we've somewhat been hampered because of the power of Russia and China on the UN Security Council. So what this legislation does is basically to put economic pressure by pulling out all our public monies, hoping that this will be a model across the nation. It's somewhat modeled on the pressure that was exerted in the 1980s during the anti-apartheid movement.
And we saw how meaningful and how successful that was. I'm curious what gave you the notion. Federal law prohibits U.S. companies from directly doing business with companies in Sudan, but this would go a step further, targeting investments, correct?
Yes, that's correct. In 1997, there was a sanction placed, an executive order by President Clinton, and this happened basically after the bombing of the USS Cole. And so the Sudan, we had sanctions as far as what we could and could not do. However, these restrictions do not apply to the foreign subsidiaries. And so what has happened is that because these are publicly traded entities on the New York Stock Exchange, they're able to circumvent the executive order and deal with the forbidden or the foreign countries like China, Germany, France, who do have involvement in the Sudan.
And people may be surprised. We're talking about a fair amount of money. Two of your state's five pension systems have almost $1 billion invested.
Yes, Illinois has over $1 billion. For an example, the Illinois State Board of Investment has over $367 million. The Illinois State Teachers Retirement System, over $727 million. And so I think most people would be surprised to know that we're partnering with the Sudan government because everyone belongs to some pension fund or mutual fund or have a 401k in various investment portfolios. We're talking about teachers, firemen, faculty, students, housewives. And so I think if most investors knew that their monies were going to prop up the Khartoum government, they would have reservations and would feel that there was a need to divest.
All right. Well, Illinois State Senator Jacqueline Collins, thanks so very much for updating us on this.
Thank you.